A lot of times, you know, we're all excited. I'm the city guy. Myron's the private side. Myron and I have worked on many projects together and also with Bill Dahlstrom. Actually, they're my favorite guys to work with because they're all about getting the project done and not, they don't care about, well, I don't like this word or this phrase. So, but a lot of times what we forget about is about the deal and the process for the deal, and we get all hung up about, at the city, we get intoxicated by the fact that, oh, we got this big project. We got to have it. It doesn't make a difference how much it costs. But the important thing is the
I usually don't hear that.
No, even Myron says, we need. Right. So one of the things you need to do is know the deal. And knowing the deal includes, what are they going to do for us? And what are we going to have to do for them? What's the cost-benefit analysis?
And, you know, it's important before you start drafting. Sometimes we start drafting and we think we understand the deal. And if you have some doubts, you better check, because sometimes what's being communicated is not quite what everybody what one side thinks is the deal might not be what the other side thinks is the deal.
Oftentimes, Myron and I have understood the deal is X and Y, and our clients have got something totally different. And then he and I end up fighting over, no, we're not going to do that. Yes, you are. That's what they agreed to. No, that's not what they agreed to. And it's something else. So other things you need to be involved with is, what are the programs that are available under state law? What can the city side, what can the public sector side do to make the project happen?
And then when you're looking at a program, you have to understand where the authority for that program comes from, and what the limitations are under that program.